Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are talking about the GOAT of movies. Now, I'm not talking about the greatest movie of all time. I'm talking about the GOAT movie. Now, GOAT means the greatest of all time, but GOAT also means an animal. So can a GOAT be the GOAT? I guess that's what we're here to find out. This is a movie that came out a few months ago. I'm sorry, I'm getting this up kind of late on this one. But this is one that I honestly was not prioritizing watching it in the theater. I'm just like, oh, come on. It's just going to be just another woke kids movie. And I was taken by surprise that it was not what I thought. And there actually is a lot of heart to this one. And it's going to be fun to kind of dig deep into this one a little bit. Now, I will say, though, there is some slightly violent content, not overly so, and mild language, though, nothing big to worry about. I am giving GOAT an innocent rating, so that may surprise a few of you. But yeah, if you have problem, I would probably recommend this movie 8+ age-wise. But before we get too deep into talking about the movie itself, let's look at the trailer, and I'll stop it at key points. Trust me, you'll be glad I did.
Let's go, Mom. We're so close.
It's my baby.
Very first roar ball game.
The smooch cam is on patrol.
Oh. Let's go!
Introducing Vineland's very own hometown hero, 5-time All-Star Jet Fillmore!
When I get big, I'm gonna be just like her.
You're not just gonna play Roarball, you're gonna change the game.
Now, Roarball is kind of like it's roughly based on basketball, but there's a lot more to it.
That tiny kid grew up to be me. Well, Harris. Older? Yep. Bigger? Not so much. Life hasn't been easy, but I keep it moving.
I believe in you.
And I made you a sandwich. Catch!
Oops. Airball. Sorry about that.
I never lost the dream to play professional roarball. We're the fiercest animals compete in the most dangerous stadium.
Ow! That's the fourth mascot this season.
So was a little bit.
But there's only one problem.
Small cannon ball.
Want to bet?
Wish I was a baller, baller.
Not owned by a goat.
Hey, Will.
You're the owner of the Thorns.
Seeing as we haven't won a game all season.
You might be exactly what this team needs right now.
You're signing a goat?
Hey!
I'm just gonna eat him.
He's fine.
Ready to meet the team? There's Jet, a legend, but she takes our losses a little too personally.
I'm sorry, when the manager squirts this giant kitty with the water gun, I could not help but laugh. But this, it really kind of delves deeper into some of the issues. And with Jet, that is the giant panther here, she is one of those ones that retreats to music when she's sad because she has a lot of anxiety. But she portrays it in a very fierce, outgoing, public manner that she's this big, tough gal. And then Roarball men and women play together, boys and girls, however you look at that. And so it's, instead of like having just the guys or just the girls, it's everybody playing together. And even though each one of them has some issues, they find a way to work together, and it's really well done.
Lenny, he has a hard time focusing.
I'm sorry, you saying something?
Archie.
Now, Lenny is the giraffe guy, and he basically has ADHD.
The face of gentle parenting.
What happened to no kids in the locker room?
It's coming!
No, the rhino guy, the face of gentle parenting, he does not know how to say no to his kids. He's very just go with the crowd type thing, but he thinks he can always get his own way because he's never been told no before. Now, this particular scene where his kids fart into the CPAP mask, yeah, that it's like even on YouTube, those videos are funny.
I breathed it in. There's Olivia. We have to limit her screen time.
Oh, no.
Now, Olivia has a social media addiction, and just her life, her highs and her lows come based on her followers and her interactions on social media more so than in real life.
And Moto, whatever the heck he is.
It's just my skin.
Ew!
And Moto also has a form of like ADHD. And he's like super hyper, if you're wondering, because they're like, whatever he is, he's a Komodo dragon. And so it's just, he's kind of aggressive and stuff. And then there's some other, you'll notice something with each of the characters that they all represent something that somebody in the audience or somebody watching can relate to.
You don't belong here, goat. You're too small.
My mom told me if anyone could change the game, it was me. And I want her to be right.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a father.
We chilling in the penthouse. We chilling in the penthouse.
Hey!
You guys ain't gonna believe this place. We got a TV on the toilet. Even has a remote. Unsanitary, but it's cool.
Ah! Stop! Bad toilet!
If you've ever used a bidet, you can appreciate that scene of like hitting the remote and then having something happen that you did not expect to happen. I think that happened to me the very first time I ever used a bidet. It's like, hello, I'm awake. Now, for the poster on this one, I didn't like some of the posters. I liked this one, but this one obviously had the big D's on both sides for like Dolby Atmos cinema. This affects the sound. Bless you, Stormy. So I didn't do a whole lot, but I just took the poster and I did this to it for the podcast image. I squared it off and I removed the D's because a lot of people might not understand what that stands for. So that's the reason I did that. And I apologize. I sound a little bit congested. I ran out of my allergy pills. So I'm going to be fixing that later tonight. But so that was that. Now into the story a little bit. Will is a goat, obviously, and he is raised by a single mom at he is absolutely in love with Roarball. And so he has a chance to finally go to a live game with his mom. His mom surprises him and he's like, I'm going to do that someday. But something happens in his life and it sends his entire future on a different path. And so the chance of him ever getting to play Roarball is minuscule at best. But he finds an opportunity to do something, and when he does, he gets the attention of the manager of the Thorns, and that is the main team. That's his hometown team. And what happens next is he gets a chance to play, and of course, all these big players, they see this little goat, and they're like, he's never going to be able to do like what we do. And he, kind of like in the inspirational stories of even like basketball game during Flubber. It's really the little guy that, shows that he's one of the better players and he really makes a name for himself in something that he didn't think he'd ever fit in. I won't give... Patero, what are you doing? You're going to come see Mommy? You can come see Mommy while I'm doing my show? Come here.
Oh, it's a baby. Oh, it's a baby. This is Patero. Yes, it is.
Mwah. He thinks he is the goat of the house. Are you the greatest? You're a pain in the butt. Yes, you are. You gotta go? Okay. He usually doesn't stay in my lap here in the office very long. But what are you doing? No, you are not eating my computer. No. No, you're gonna have to get down. Batero. Hey. Yes, I love you too. He has a habit of trying to chew up computer monitors, and as my computer is an all-in-one, basically the computer is the monitor. Yeah, that's not allowed. But back to the movie. But Will finds a way to make a name for himself, and in doing so, he changes the game forever. Now, I won't spoil it. I won't give too much away on that. But if this is one that you were avoiding because you think it's purely a sports movie, let me just kind of help settle your brain on that a little bit, because there is a lot more to this than what is originally visible. Now, of course, it is a sports movie, but there is really something for, like, if you're struggling to fit in some part of life, there is something in this movie that will relate, that you'll relate to. And so I hope if this is one that you've been debating that you'll give it a chance. I'm going to really probably surprise a few of you with the score. What are you doing? But the score I'm giving on this one, being a crazy cat lady, I get distracted by these guys, so that's my apologies. But I am giving Goat a surprisingly good 6 out of 10 on the deputy scale. Like I said, I try to come into movies without expectations, but I came into this, I was like, I hope it's at least a 4. And so when I left in high spirits with a smile on my face, and I was pretty certain right off the bat what I was going to give this. So, again, I'm giving Goat a 6 out of 10 on the deputy scale. And again, I am giving this an innocent rating, probably best for 8 plus age-wise. And I hope this is one that you'll give a chance to. So, especially if you like cartoons. But as always, I will be back soon with another review for you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.